government.
So what they're doing is,
we are not recommending
after each one, they will bring you the file for the next one,
right?
Which is on like a single sheet of paper,
right?
And show it to you, and then take it back,
right?
And bring you the next one.
Right. Okay.
You're also allowed as much time as you want between each one to prepare,
right?
And it does take like a certain amount of time, because if you notice that the guards in this section do not run anywhere, they walk everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So when they bring the prisoners in, they bring them in moving slowly,
right?
And they're very. You'll notice just from looking at them that they never cross each other's fields of fire. They're always very aware of where the other ones are. So it's almost like watching a ballet. The file in the next person cut out is that he is a teleporter, and that the major limitation on his power is that he can teleport anything, but only to within a range of about 1 meter per hour he's been awake. And so they've just woken him. And note that's anything, as in he can take your arm off.
Right, right.
But they've just woken him, and they are bringing him here, and they recommend that you keep the interview short.
Short, yes, short.
What's the guy's name?
Cutout.
Right.
Crimes. He apparently used these crimes for various murder-for-hire schemes. Some robbery, although not a great deal that they caught him on.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Quite a number of like fairly nasty stuff.
Okay.
He can also to like teleport himself as well. And it seems to be also that the range falls off rapidly with the size.
Okay.
So they will bring him in. He's middle-aged male, somewhat out of shape, doesn't look particularly impressive at all, especially compared with
Orion.
The hard act.
I just wanted to meet Orion, I gotta admit.
So they sit him down in the chair. When they bring him in, he has a bag over his head with a little draw cord thing. He has a belt on. His wrists are chained close with like a piece of pipe between them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it appears to be either ceramic or plastic, not metal. His feet are hobbled so that he can only take short steps. There is a belt around his waist that looks like the sort of belt where someone has like a little control that causes it to go off, and he gets 50,000 volts of don't do that. So they will sit him down.
One of those belts.
They will sit him down. He'll place his hands on the table. They remove the bag and step out quickly, closing the door behind them. He'll look at you.
Hello.
As though he's gauging distances.
Sure.
He yawns.
My name is Paul Laurentide. I'm a mind controller. I'm here because the U.S. government is having difficulty with a supervillain team in New York, and they're looking into ways to deal with the situation. One of those ways may involve releasing people.
Are there any teleporters on the team?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Okay, I'll do it.
What this process is about, I'm only part of the process. I don't make the decision myself. What I want to do is interview you, talk to you a little bit about what you would do, try to figure out whether you're trustworthy.
So you want to know whether I'm psycho enough and if I'll go cutting people up again.
Right. What I do, what I would like to do with my powers and what I won't do unless you say it's okay, is make you trust me, because I think that'll give me a clearer answer. You're not under any compulsion to do this. If you want, I'll just talk to you for a little while without that.
So you're just going to make me trust you?
Yes.
You're not going to make me do anything?
Yes.
Because you wouldn't want to get me mad?
No, I wouldn't want to get you mad.
Okay. Will this take a long time?
This will not take a long time.
Oh.
Sorry.
But I'm an interesting guy, and I don't get a chance to talk much.
I'm going to assume it's no unless you say yes in 2 seconds.
Yes.
Okay. Watch me. And I hit him with trust.
Yes.
Sure. Pretty pathetically. I have not been getting good rolls lately.
Shouldn't I be rolling the dice so you don't know 20, how much they trust you?
No.
27. I have no idea what his ego is.
Okay. A good point.
So well, I hit 27.
All he's had to do for the last 10 years is buy it up.
Right, exactly.
There's going to be a lot of
eeps in
his cell.
Okay.
Eeps for killing guards.
Right.
But he hasn't lost any guards.
Sure. He's right.
You know, what I want to do is I want to get as many people, you know, I mean, I don't want people who would do good things who wouldn't go back to a life of crime out after they're released. I want to get the super villain thing dealt with. So, you know, my goal here is to find people who we can safely let out. But I need you to tell me honestly before I can do anything for you. But I need you to be honest with me, okay? And I need you to trust me. So the first thing I need to know is, you know, would you really be willing to do this?
Sure.
Okay. And would you be...
Is it dangerous?
Probably, yeah.
Does it pay well?
I assume it would.
Would there be women?
That would really be up to you and how much of a hero you can make yourself after saving New York.
Really? Saving New York?
Sure.
I bet a lot of people would be willing to sleep with some guy and save New York.
That's probably true.
Okay. Would I be able to do a book deal?
Probably.
Okay.
You know, if you got the fame, the money, the fortune, the women...
Does it matter if I hurt these guys? These who did you call them?
They're calling themselves Legion of Doom.
Weren't they some kind of Nazi villains?
Originally, but let's get back to the topic at hand.
Okay.
You know, assuming that you were paid well, you know, that you got the fame owed to the person who saved New York, would you then be willing to stay out of a life of crime?
Sure, if I had money and women, why would I need crime?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, they come in and get them.
Good.
Definitely a
that
possible.
Was nicely done.
Thank you.
Quick
next in, Republican Guard.
Myself for not saying in my experience.
Okay. So, why don't we look at the file on him just to see what they have on him?
Okay. The file on Republican Guard basically shows him as being a Iraqi supervillain with, like, lots of skills. Don't rattle the dice when you're not rolling, please. Lots of skills, ability to manifest a sword. You've seen the list of crimes that's on there. Plus, like, a handful of other things.
Taking
you know, basically, like, killing people that the Iraqis didn't like and stuff like that.
We know how he got taken in.
Yes. Yeah, and you know all that.
Okay. I'll show that big bad boy in.
Okay, they bring him in.
Yeah,
he's bagged and belted, and they will remove the bag from him. And he looks around, looks at you, smiles, tenses just a bit, and then settles back with a grin.
Just a bit. All right. We've all met before. The reason I'm here is because we're having a supervillain problem in New York, and the U.S. government is looking for people in Fort Cheer who are willing to help save New York.
And they're desperate enough to turn to me.
Exactly. You know what I do. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do, but what I will not do without your full permission, is to mind control you into trusting me, and then interview you about what you'd do once you got out. Can also have this conversation without the mind control, but then it's completely up to you to make me trust you or not.
Sure. Why don't we do it without the mind control?
Fine by me. So what does your ideology say about saving New York from supervillains?
New York will eventually vanish under the weight of its own sin and evil nature. I am perfectly willing to be freed in order to beat up on a bunch of people who I neither care about nor care about me, because, frankly, it'll give me the opportunity to escape. And it'll just be a matter of whether they're clever enough to keep me from escaping or I'm clever enough to escape.
Okay.
But I'm perfectly willing to trash them while waiting for it.
Okay. Would you be interested in a time-limited release if they release you long enough to do the Legion of Doom, then return here?
There would be others, of course. I wouldn't just be doing this by myself.
That's really not up to me, but I'd assume so.
If there were a reasonable team assembled and we had time to train together, I see no reason why we couldn't deal with the Legion of Doom, and then whatever would happen.
Okay.
He doesn't have any papers, so he's not making notes. He
looks over at Blind Spot and says, how's the sign?
Well enough.
Sure. Is your eventual goal in life to return to working for your country, carrying out the same sort of operation?
How can I say? I suspect that much of my team is gone.
Mm-hmm.
The time has gone by. Things may be different. If the U.S. government can make a good enough offer, I may have better things to do than to hang out in the jail cell and plot vengeance.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
Sure, I have nothing but. As they start out with the door, he'll say, so, I suppose it would be too much to ask for that maybe got killed somewhere.
Yes.
Pity.
It would be too much to ask for.
Okay, they'll come back up and put the bag over his head and take him out.
No.
Yeah.
We do not let him train a team of supervillains and do an escape attack.
Yeah, no, no, no.
You don't let me have any time.
It's me. Can
I have Orion?
I'll mastermind it.
Sure, we'll give you Orion. Okay, tell you what, Carl. I'll give you the five I at least want let out and the five I at most want let out, and you can make your own decisions.
Yeah, it's a middle five. I see we have Therok and Validus.
Yeah. Okay. Who's up next?
Okay, so next up is Lace.
Okay.
They will give you her file. She has control over natural fibers, which explains why you guys are all the nasty fitting jumpsuits.
Uh-huh.
What about hair?
Hair as well.
That's why the link with hair. That's
why we were...
She was a... they actually got her on tax charges and theft and various things that, you know, translate. It was like a lot of, like, really lightweight crimes that they sort of pumped on.
We didn't have anything on her.
But what they actually suspected her of was of being a assassin.
Okay.
Probably for the mob.
From what I've been reading about mob assassins, they never, ever go to jail for anything they actually did. It's almost always a frame or, like, a speeding charge or something much minor than actual assassination.
Ray then asks, perhaps I should sit this one out?
Your hair is, like, bound up pretty tight.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
And they will, like, stun her into insensibility if she, you know, starts to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not particularly, like, you know, she's...
We'll notice if your hair starts coming out.
She's not, like, super strong or anything like that.
So it goes for
she just has the ability to change fibers.
To get in my
right.
Fit. Well,
right.
You can strangle you. We'll be careful.
We'll deal with
this.
Okay.
So they lead her...
I can cut your hair off if it, like, starts going for
you. Okay, we'll worry about
so
this.
So they lead her in.
Critical, but I don't think...
And it's also noted that she is very allergic to synthetics.
Great.
Let's see, they lead her in. Most of the... All the prisoners you've seen so far are dressed in kind of the same jumpsuits you guys.
Right, right.
Except different color and pattern.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She is led in. She is wearing... It's basically a piece of silk sort of wrapped around her... Sort of an off-the-shoulders toga style, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She is not bagged. She does have the little belt around her. Let's see, is she? Oh, no, I guess actually she wouldn't. No, okay, so she doesn't have the belt around her. She's barefoot. She does have the chains on, but these are actually metal chains rather than the composite plastic ceramic chains they're using on the others. As she comes in, she's sort of... Oh, she also has very short hair. It's like basically cropped about maybe a finger's length.
As well, it should
be. She is very pretty.
Thank you for introducing Medusa with a better...
She is very pretty,
mm-hmm.
although pale. Assume everyone here is pale, unless
right.
I say otherwise.
Must
looks Mediterranean. Kind of short and slim. As she comes in, she's sort of like rubbing her hands over the silk, sort of like in fascination.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come in and sit down right on the very edge of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff actually goes down to about, I guess, her knees.
Right.
And you can actually watch as she's sitting there, it's starting to, the threads are starting to move about and reshape itself.
Okay.
And she's murmuring as she comes in, it's not my birthday, and normally they only give me like a little square of it for my birthday, so I don't understand.
If the chair is bothering you, you're welcome to stand up.
Oh, no, it's okay, but that's very nice. You're very nice.
Thank you. My name is Paul Laurentide.
That's a nice name.
Thank you.
Are
I'm
you
here.
French?
Yes.
Oh, French is nice. You make a really nice wool.
Yes.
Do you like the feel of wool, Paul?
We're getting off topic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. The reason I'm here...
And she's, by the way, you know, so she's sort of like rubbing the silk, and she's clearly just sort of feeling the silk, but it's still, you know.
Right, I understand. The reason I'm here is because there's a team of supervillains terrorizing New York at the moment.
How awful.
Yeah. And
what are they doing?
Terrorizing it. Robbing banks, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
They've asked me here to interview some of the inmates to discuss a possible work parole program. In other words, they need a team to take out these supervillains, and this is one of the places they've thought about turning.
I don't know, Paul. It sounds pretty dangerous.
Probably. Are you any good with really strong people?
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, fighting them?
Oh, fighting them.
That's clever.
Do they have clothes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, can you make your fibers be stronger than a really strong person?
No, well-knit fiber is very strong.
Okay.
And their hair is probably pretty strong.
That's probably true.
Not that they ever proved anything about that.
Sure. I'm not here to comment on crimes you may or may not have committed. I have no real interest in that.
I was framed.
Sure.
You believe me, don't you, Paul?
Sure. Well, not yet. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's what I do. I'm a mind controller.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
Why don't you just control these guys' minds and so they stop terrorizing New York?
Because I'd have to control all of them at once, and if I slipped, it would be really painful.
Oh. That makes sense.
Thank you. So what I want to do...
So these are your friends? You haven't introduced them.
That's true. What I want to do, if it's okay with you, and only if it's okay with you, I'm not going to do this against your will, is mind control you to trust me, and then ask you a number of questions about, you know, what you do if you were released, that kind of thing.
You're not going to ask me any questions about what I'm in here for or anything.
I promise I will not ask you any questions about what you're in for, here for. I'm only interested in...
Or anything in the past?
Or anything in the past. I'm only interested about the future.
Oh. All right. Okay. Sure.
Okay. This wears off. You know, it's not permanent. All the usual. You're sure this is okay with you?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It might even be fun.
Sure. Nobody's ever said that before.
Really?
This is trust again. It's like...
Ew. Oh, jeez. Wow.
Tasty mind. 31.
Okay.
Munchy, munchy. Okay.
So, did you do it?
Yeah. You trust me, right?
Oh, sure. Then I guess you did, but I don't feel any different.
Sure. Yeah, so I am, like, holding
this, trustworthy,
by the way.
What?
I'm continuing to pump end into this.
Oh, sure, sure.
Right. So you understand that, you know, what I want to do, I mean, my interest in this is to get enough people together so that they can actually fight the Legion of Doom. It's in my interest to find people who I can release, and I'd be happy if you were one of these people.
Uh-huh.
But you need to tell me the truth about the questions I'm going to ask you. I need to believe that it's the truth. Otherwise, I'm not going to feel comfortable with it. But I'm on your side in this.
Sure, I believe you.
Okay. Paul's going to have to wash his hands. Okay, so first question, obviously, is would you be willing to do this? Is this something that you'd be willing to do?
Could I keep this look? He says, rubbing my hands along it. Wait, it's now shaping itself into sort of a, there's a little bit of sidling down her legs to give her stockings. So that's causing it to, like, shorten a bit. And then it's making like little straps for it. Mm-hmm. And so it's turning from just like a cloth of silk into a very elegant sort of white evening gown.
Cool. It's not up to me, but there's a lot of natural fiber in New York City.
Sure. They're not hurting the textile district, are they?
They're robbing banks, mostly.
Oh. There's some cotton in bills, but mostly it's just pulp.
True. So is this something you'd be willing to do? Is this...
Sure. I mean, I'm not exactly, you know, ultra powerful or anything, but if I could be helpful...
Okay. And what would you want to do afterwards? I mean, I don't know if you've committed crimes in the past. None of my business. I don't want you to tell me that.
Okay. But if I trust you, Paul, I
don't tell me that.
Tell you.
But I don't want you to tell me that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say, and this is just for the sake of argument.
So afterwards?
Afterwards, let's say somebody came to you and wanted to pay you a lot of money to steal something or to hijack a train or something, or even to kill somebody.
Hijack a train.
Or do crimes.
I don't really have train hijacking powers.
Okay, well, what about robbing a store or, you know, I hate to say it, but killing somebody. Sure, clothing store.
Why is there all this interest in killing people? Are you from the CIA again?
No. I'm French.
Oh, are you from the French CIA?
No.
Really?
Truly.
Okay, then I guess so.
Okay.
Did you want me to kill someone, Paul?
No.
Is that what these people are here for?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't do death.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what if it were sort of a furlough thing where you got to go out, fight the supervillains, save New York, and then had to come back?
What's in it for me?
Okay, that's an excellent answer. That's exactly what I would have asked. I mean, I think, you know, seeing the open air, but...
The sunlight would be nice. But, I mean, I might, like, be out there and I might want to run away and then you'd get in trouble. I wouldn't want that.
You might if you didn't trust me.
But I do trust you.
At the moment.
Sure. Oh, are you using your power on me?
Yeah.
Huh. Doesn't feel any different.
No, it's not supposed to.
No. You know, if you got closer, I could use my power on you.
Yes, but I don't want
your
that.
Hair.
No, that's okay.
It's very pleasant.
But I don't want that.
Oh.
I have to stay focused on business.
Sure.
Okay. So I think that's all of my questions. And, you know, I appreciate your willingness to cooperate.
Sure. Do you suppose you could ask them to, like, let me keep this? She runs her hands over the dress.
I could ask, but you know they're going to say no.
I know.
Okay.
But at least it's a lot more than they usually give me. They usually only give me a couple of square inches, and then they take it away again afterwards.
Okay.
And only on my birthday.
Well, you know, I'm glad we brought some good into your life. I mean, you know, if this is a good thing.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. He'll come in and look disapprovingly at the dress. And then take her out.
So that was a no, right?
I don't know.
She said I might want to try and escape.
She'd go back to crimes in a second. She said she would.
She also managed to dodge most of your questions, even though she was trusting you.
No, I mean, she answered the one question I really cared about, which was, you know, would you do crimes, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I don't think she was dodging. I think she was distracted.
You didn't give her the hero angle, though.
But she doesn't care about being a hero. She cares about silk.
She seems to have different motivations.
If she's a hero, she can probably have all the silk she could ever want.
She's kind of
alien. I don't think she thinks like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did sound pretty distracted.
Cutouts seem to have the motivation.
Yeah. I mean, the trouble is, my attitude is, I don't think I can judge this person.
Yeah.
She's too weird.
She's focused on silk. In a really twisted kind of way, she reminds me of Halo. But not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Okay, I think we're ready.
You really like music, but you don't like music as much as that girl likes silk.
I don't think I like anything this
way. And, of course, if they locked Harmony away in a jail cell for a year with no music and then played one song for her each of her birthdays.
That would be fairly bad.
Yeah.
The other thing is I'm actually not convinced that, like, her powers would be very useful against the Legion of Doom.
Our clothes have fallen off of us. Oh, no.
I mean,
20 points for battle.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
They cut their hair and then she's their helpless. The hair angle was interesting, but...
She's very nice. She's very charming.
Do any of them wear their hair long?
Legion of Doom.
We have.
No, I don't think so. It's all fashion.
Okay.
Which means no.
She just doesn't seem likely.
Yeah. Maybe if you wrapped hammer with a silk.
So they bring the next along. Oh, they will ask you before the next one if you'd like need anything to drink or.
Some water would be nice.
Yeah,
okay.
A glass of water.
They'll bring in water in.
Paper cups.
And then take it away again.
Okay.
You guys holding up okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
am I missing anything here?
It looks like your little paper cones.
Questions are good.
Okay.
We're in agreement so far, right? So far the only one is cut out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cut out probably can only be trusted as long as he gets exactly what he wants.
But you can give him what he wants.
It's within the power of the U.S. government to
give him
what he wants.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas I don't think it's been true of the other people.
It's supposed to have given him what he needs.
The problem is I don't think there's a limit to what Lace wants. If you gave her a lot of silk and then said, and I'll give you some more silk, even though you don't really need it, if you go knock somebody off, I think she'd knock somebody off.
It was really nice, the Italian water.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so next is Charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Charcoal.
Charcoal.
Who is, I think, from... No, she is a brick. She is from the... I think early 70s. So she's actually been in here, I guess, about 20 years, 25 years. So that makes her in her mid-40s.
We're sending all these geezers after us.
The scary part is they all still appear to have their powers.
Which means they've been practicing.
Well, they may not have been practicing, but they've at least been able to use them enough to keep them.
It's not hard.
It's not hard for a brick.
Bam. Bam. He's got like one battleship plate.
It's okay.
Once in a while they rattle their cage. Yeah. Doesn't take much.
Okay, she was put in early 70s.
Right. She was a member of like, not the Seminese Liberation Army, but similar organizations.
Okay.
Basically a black radical organization.
Gotcha.
Right.
So she's black. Okay.
Out of curiosity, what is the racial mix of the Legion of Doom?
They're all white.
Yes. That is. Later, I wish to use your.
I know, but it's important on a small scale.
Okay. So she has short crop.
It doesn't help that three of you are white.
Yes,
no, but it helps a lot more of the people who have beaten up some brothers for the
she
US.
Has
she caught?
Short crop black hair. What?
How was she caught?
One of the superheroes that was available there at the time pounded her flat.
Okay.
She is black, no surprise, mid-40s. I'm still kind of attractive. Starting to age, but has good enough cheekbones to hold up.
No.
Her hair is... No, she's not paled at all. a really dark black. Her hair is very short. She's not wearing the little stunner thing. She is wearing really big chains on her wrists and ankles, and they both lead to some device on her belt, but it doesn't look like one of the stunner things.
Okay.
Maybe like a bigger version of it. So she will sit there defiantly and sort of like look over all of you. And the first thing she says is, if you're from the CIA, goddammit, I'm not interested.
No, I'm French.
Bulgarian. Brazilian.
Canadian.
So, like what? Some sort of UN thing?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Here's the deal. My name is Paul Laurentide. We're members of a UN superhero team.
Ain't that special.
Isn't it, though? The reason I'm here is because I'm a mind controller. Okay? The U.S. is having trouble with supervillains in New York right now and doesn't have the resources to deal with it.
Gay brothers?
No.
So, hunky superheroes?
Hunky superheroes.
Hunky supervillains.
Then... supervillains.
Okay.
Okay.
What's it got to do with me?
So what I'm here for is I'm here to interview people and give my determination, and I'm only part of the process, on whether or not they'd be good choices.
Is this a parole hearing?
Yes.
Shit.
Sorry.
Okay. Who's president now?
Bill Clinton.
Never heard of him.
Used to be governor of Arkansas.
No way.
Truth.
Some southern governor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, the deal is, what I would like to do is talk to you for a little while, ask you a few questions.
Control my mind, make me go off and fight your, you know, fight wars of domination.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
What I will do, and only with your permission, I'm not interested in doing this without your permission.
Yeah.
Okay? Is make you trust me.
Fat chance.
I'm pretty good at it.
No way.
I wouldn't want you to say yes unless you believe that it was a possibility, because if you don't think it's a possibility, and I do it anyway, you're going to be more upset with me.
Well, it ain't going to happen. There's no way I'm going to trust some white teenage kid. You're going to have to be my son.
That's true.
What are they doing letting you run around?
I have no idea sometimes.
Okay. You think you can laugh around the table.
So...
So I want to talk to the Bulgarian.
Okay.
So, like, you're a fellow traveler, right?
Sure.
Okay. So, what's Bulgaria doing in on this?
Bulgaria actually could care less about what the Legion of Doom is doing to New York, but if their superhero was involved in the process that got them smashed flat, it would increase the prestige of my country.
So is that sort of east-west cooperation stuff?
Well, east-west... The whole thing is kind of broken down. It's more like small country trying to get noticed by the big guys.
You know they're just going to oppress you.
You know.
They're just going to use you up, and when they're through with you, they're just going to toss you out. That's what
that's what every country's tried to do to Bulgaria for thousands of years, and we've always come out.
Okay, that's righteous. So, what's this? Go ahead and take your best shot, but it ain't going to happen.
Alright, just if it did happen, would you be upset?
Maybe trust you against my will?
Yeah. I mean, let's say I turned out to be, you know... Let's say I turned out to be the Centurion of Mind Controllers.
Who's Centurion?
Oh. Let's say I turned out to be the Orion of Mind Controllers.
Who's Orion? Let's just say that you turn out to be one big-ass mind controller.
Yeah, let's say I turn out to be one big-ass mind controller.
Okay, and you grab my mind.
And I grab your mind and I make you trust me.
Then you could make me not mind it, couldn't you now?
But it won't last. I mean, I can't make you do, you know, I can't change you
forever.
Well,
I see. So what you're worried about is that then I, like, get out of here and then I come looking for your
wife. Yeah, I don't want to make any enemies. You know?
As enemies go, you could do better.
I could do worse. I mean,
okay,
like,
sure.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, what's the deal?
If I can, you know, if I can get you out of here safely, if you're the kind of person who you will now do the job in New York and then not go back to committing crimes, then I want you out of here. Okay? If you're not, then I don't. But if I do want you out of here, and you do get out of here, I want you out of here without a grudge against me.
If you can get me out of here, no grudge.
All right.